Hello guys, welcome to this episode. So if you have not already subscribed to my channel, make sure to do so because today's episode is gonna be wild, like really wild, right? So welcome to this episode, guys. So most people will never think about doing this. Most people will never think about doing this. Hey, what's up? This is Rudy. Some people know me as the author of Dark Psychology, and others know me as the author of How to Become a Team Leader in a Virtual Workplace. Others know me as the guy who started the Afro Hustle podcast in 2021, which became the number two best immigrant podcast to listen to. Some know me as a regular connection on LinkedIn. Heck, so many people don't even know me. But at the end of the day, I'm a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life for the better and elevate your voice using the exact same tools that I'm using to transform mine. I wouldn't say I have all the answers, but I certainly will do everything I can to help you get yours. My goal is to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to the Impact Voices podcast. And if this is your first time checking me out, please make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, like and share this episode, and make sure to share with your friends if you find value in it. Let's do it. Learning while speaking. Well, there's an old proverb that actually said that I never learn when I talk. I never will learn when I'm talking, because most of the time, of course, when you're talking, you're only just talking. Right, you're not listening. You only learn while you listen. You learn when you listen, and this is so common in our communication. Right, this is so common in our communication, because most times when we talk, that's when we just keep echoing our words. And of course, that goes to communication, because most times when we talk, we're just echoing what we want to say, and at the end of the day, we don't even give it a thought about. We don't even think about our. We don't process our thoughts before talking about them, right? We don't process our thoughts before speaking. We're ready to respond when somebody is presenting a point. When you have a conversation with somebody, as soon as they're talking about something, for example, somebody, a soccer fan, can be saying, you know, Arsenal won the match yesterday. You know, I was so excited with this X, Y, and Z player. You know, they did so good. You, as the listener, it's so common for you to just really just jump into the conversation. Boom. No, I think Arsenal lost the match. You know, you can just whatever your counter argument is going to be, right? But at the end of the day, what we've noticed is that you're not giving yourself a thought. You're not giving yourself the time to think before responding. And when you wait, because you're not giving yourself the time to think before responding, you feel like you're attacking, not really attacking the person, but so to speak, that you are not understanding what your question may be. And this may happen in so many cases. This may happen in an interview. This may happen because when someone, for example, you have an interview, right? You have a job interview, and the interviewer is asking you all these questions, and because they mention a particular point, they may have a long sentence in the question. The question may come in the whole long scenario, and you're only able to pick up one or two words from that question, right? From that question, yeah, from that scenario to answer the question. But at the end of the day, you are missing a whole bunch of part. You are missing a whole bunch of pieces that you have not even thought about as part of the response that you're supposed to give. To that question. Now, how can you be able to capture your thoughts? How can you capture your thoughts before actually speaking? So how can you capture your thoughts before actually speaking? So some of the, there are four ways that I actually thought about, right? Four ways to help you process your thoughts before speaking. So think about the first one. I said, ask for more time. So don't be in a rush to respond. Don't be in a rush to provide your point of view. Don't be in a rush to be able to tell people about what you think, right? Don't be in a rush to do that. What I want you to think about is actually ask for more time. Ask them, say, can you give me a second? People always give you the time. And I'll tell you a funny story, because there's a public speaker that I've gotten to learn so much about just by watching the way he speaks, just by watching his speeches, right? Across the years, I've watched his speeches over the years, and I've seen a particular pattern of how he speaks, and I've learned so much from that I'm actually implementing in my current professional and personal life. The second point is to practice awareness. Practice awareness means that how can you practice what you're able to say? For example, I want to talk about speech, right? I want to talk about communication. Now, in the midst of your communication, in the midst of me telling you about, in the midst of me delivering this podcast to you, right? I have so many things going on in my mind. Should I say this point or should I say this point? Should I say this one or should I say this one? Should I put these 2 points together, right? At the end of the day, I'm able to have those 2 points. I'm able to have that debate in my mind because I've prepared for it, right? I've taken the time to do some research. I've taken the time to prepare for this episode, right? So in my preparation, I have so many pieces of material that I put together. So when I'm delivering the episode to you, I'm thinking, oh, should I put this together? Should I just say this to bring this up? You know, should I, is this going to, even if I say this, is it going to bring more points? If I say this, it's going to make less point. So that's the kind of thoughts that I'm becoming aware of your own thoughts.
And number three,
take a deep breath, right? Take a deep breath. There are times when you find yourself speaking too much, too fast, too quickly. I know as a New Yorker, they always say that New Yorkers speak so fast. And I've caught myself in several cases. In fact, actually, one of my managers actually told me recently, I was going to make a presentation. My manager said, I created a presentation. We did a test drive where I was able to just present my presentation to her. And I said, you know, what do you think? She said, can you just speak slowly? She said, everything is good, but just take your time slowly, right? Because at the end of the day, I'm under pressure. I'm presenting to a group of managers, executive members in the company, and I'm under pressure. I'm feeling like I want to pee my pants, right? But she said, just take a deep breath, calm down. I know that you have good content, but just calm down. You'll be able to deliver your content. So that gave me confidence to say, you know what? I think I know what I'm doing. I'm just going to calm myself down, then actually go ahead to do it, right? So take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and calm down. So the public speaker that I told you, remember, I thought I was going to talk about a public speaker, right? Barack Obama. I've watched Barack Obama, the Express, now in the US. So I've watched Barack Obama's speeches over the years, and I've seen a particular pattern. Actually, there's a guy on LinkedIn. His name, I actually had his name on my computer, Jared Tomaszewski is a project manager. Jared Tomaszewski actually gave himself a challenge, a 1 week challenge, in order for him to watch. But he wanted to speak like Obama for 1 week on his job, right? And some of the things that he actually took are things that I have actually been thinking in my observation of Obama. He takes multiple pauses, number one. When you watch the way Barack Obama speaks, he takes multiple pauses. He doesn't use words like, those fillers, he doesn't use any of those. Instead of using those fillers, guess what? He pauses. He takes his time. There's no rush, right? Number two, emphasis on words. He emphasizes on particular words. For example, I'm going to throw some examples of clips of him talking. But he emphasized on particular words.
There, Obama used repetition repeatedly. Listen.
I believe that we can give our middle class relief and provide working families with a road to opportunity. I believe we can provide jobs to the jobless, homes to the homeless, and reclaim young people in cities across America from violence and despair. I believe that we have a righteous wind at our backs, and that as we stand on the crossroads of history, we can make the right choices and meet the challenges that face us.
He emphasized on words, very, very important. And now for you as a communicator, so you as a manager, or you as an employee, if you're communicating to your boss or, you know, regular people, or in just your standard communication, some of the things that you're focusing on, feel free to take pauses. Instead of saying, feel free to take the time to say, no, can you give me a second? Let me catch my thought. Right? People will give you the time to catch your thought. Then you present. Right? You have the time. You have the ability to request for that time. Can you give me a second to actually catch my breath? You don't have to say catch my breath, but you can say catch me. You know, you can say whatever. But he takes multiple pauses within his conversation. If you watch interviews.
Nothing is as dramatic as a well-placed pause.
That's what politics can be. That's why elections matter. It's not small, it's big. It's important. Democracy and
Barack Obama doesn't just go about and just run. He takes multiple pauses, thinks, because first of all, as a public speaker, and this is not just for public speakers, right? I believe this so much because this is part of my mantra. Whatever you say has gone into the world, it can either create or destroy. So watch it, right? So whatever I say, I've gotten to learn so much that before I utter a word to the world, especially if I'm having a conversation with somebody, I'm so careful, especially family members, I'm so careful the way I present my thoughts, right? Because it could be interpreted into multiple ways. And because the interpretation could be in multiple ways, you could be judged wrongly. So instead, I decide to take my time to think before I speak, because I know that as my words go out there, it's either going to create or destroy. So I'm very watchful for what I say and how I say it. And sometimes I'm thinking in the middle of my conversation. As I'm presenting to you, I'm thinking how to present to you. I'm thinking what to say that will be valuable to you. Number three that I observe in Obama is a cheerful tone, even in the midst of crisis, even in the midst of this misunderstanding, even in the midst of uncertainty. You present a cheerful tone. In the presentation of the cheerful tone, guess what happens? You're able to translate that energy to your audience. You're able to translate your energy to whoever is expected of you. Example of this, what happened to me a couple of years ago, I was in another company working as a clinical research professional, and I had to attend a end of year review, annual review. My manager called me, we were sitting in the office, and she sat there, she's done the reviews for other candidates, for other employees. So she invited me, say, Rudy, so I came to the office and she said, can you have a seat? Yeah, sat down. So I was just like, hey, before she actually started talking, I was like, hey, how are you doing? How's your day coming along? I brought a little joke into the meeting. So that tense meeting, she's been sitting there for like 2 hours, reviewing other employees, sort of having meetings and conversation, maybe some people are arguing and the rest. And she's, I know that she's tense, right? So when I came in, I gave in a little cheerful clue, and she was like, oh yeah, then her pressure came down. Then we started talking, right? Now in the midst of that talking, I just said, yeah, whatever she said, she didn't expect me to be very agreeable. She explained it to me very defensive as others, argumentative as others. I said, no, it's totally fine. I totally understand what your point, and I totally understand what you're saying. And I left. So that doesn't mean you have to accept whatever it is that your manager say, right? You evaluate yourself and you're able to know. But the main point that I want you to understand is just that communication. Understanding how to communicate, understanding that you can bring that cheerful tone in your communication, understanding that you can take pauses. If you can take pauses, feel free to take pauses. Feel free to understand that you can lay emphasis on particular words that are important in that conversation. Right. All right, guys. So that's all I have for you today. But it's important just for you as you're going about in your work, communicating with your colleagues, with your family members, just think about the way you communicate. Think about how you're presenting yourself. Are you presenting yourself in a positive tone? Are you presenting yourself in a negative tone? Also, are you catching yourself thinking negatively in the middle of your thoughts, in the middle of your presentation, in the middle of your communication? Are you saying something that doesn't value the person? Are you actually responding to the question that they asked, or you're responding to your own understanding of the content, right? So if you're able to do that, that's my lesson for you today. Exercise that I'm going to give for you today is to practice how you speak, right? Practice your speech and how you present yourself. Practice that and be able to see how you're able to catch yourself presenting or catch yourself making errors while you're presenting. So if this episode is good for you guys, make sure to share with your employees, your friends, your colleagues, your family members, and make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, because this actually helps me develop new content for you every week. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode. God bless.